Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Here's your morning brief for Wednesday, November 30th. I'm Kate Bullivant for the Wall Street Journal. A new Alzheimer's drug developed by Eisai and Biogen has demonstrated a moderate effect in slowing cognitive decline, according to research reported Tuesday. The drug slowed cognitive decline by 27% compared with a placebo over 18 months among study volunteers with early-stage Alzheimer's, though it was associated with swelling and bleeding in the brain. The companies have asked the US Food and Drug Administration to conditionally approve the drug based on an earlier study, and a decision is expected by January 6th. Former Chinese leader Jiang Zemin has died at the age of 96 of leukemia and multiple organ failure, according to state media. Zhang, who came to power after the crackdown on the Tiananmen Square democracy protests, presided over the market-orientated changes that turned China into a global economic juggernaut. The US Senate has passed legislation recognizing Americans' access to same-sex marriage. A dozen Republicans joined Democrats in backing the measure, which intends to solidify the ability of same-sex and interracial couples to get married and requires states to recognize the marriages. Same-sex couples have a constitutional right to marry following the 2015 Supreme Court ruling. However, in June, Justice Clarence Thomas said the court should review that 2015 decision in future rulings, leading Democrats to bring same-sex marriage legislation to a vote. The US House is expected to vote on the measure next week. Markets in Asia ended mostly higher, and European shares were up in early trading. US stock futures were also higher. The Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is set to give remarks on the US economy and labor market today. October job opening data from the Labor Department are expected to be released later, and Costco and Salesforce are among the companies reporting their third quarter earnings.